Hello again. This is Chris, and this is episode 16 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks for joining me. And I am here in an undisclosed park in Fairfax County, Virginia, on a rainy day. And I want to do a quick episode. This one's going to be quick. And, you know, we a lot of times we find ourselves having to make arguments, for example, against big government. And there are so many arguments, and a lot of them are I've gone into a lot of them about central planning and the knowledge problem and all that kind of stuff. But here's a really simple one, just a really simple one. The bigger government gets, and this kind of goes with the whole unsustainable episode I did a couple episodes ago, or was that the last episode? Two episodes ago, about how America is becoming more and more unsustainable. And one way that happens over time is, okay, let's say you live in a town, and you have one police officer in your town, and you pay taxes, and part of your taxes go toward paying the salary of your one police officer. Well, for whatever reason, you as a town, you decide you need two police officers. Well, now you've got taxes. You've got to pay both of those police officers with those taxes. Well, chances are your taxes are going to go up, right? And then let's say 20 years go by, and both of those police officers retire with full benefits, of course, because government employees always get great benefits, right? So you're still paying them, but you have to hire two new police officers. You're still paying them. So now your taxes have to pay for essentially four police officers, but you're only receiving the services of two police officers. You see how this starts to build? And this is what's happened to a lot of states in America, particularly the blue states, the Democrat-run states like California and Illinois and New York. The people are paying taxes, but so much of that tax money goes to retired government employees and teachers and firefighters and just government employees, government bureaucrats. So not only are you paying the current crop of bureaucrats that you don't need, because we need police. Okay, we need police, we need firemen, we need teachers, and we can argue about how bureaucratic education has gotten. It'll go down to your local board of education and look at all those people. None of them teach. There's buildings full of people working, and none of them actually teach kids. You know, the teachers wonder why there's no money. The teachers always want more money, and they wonder why there isn't enough money. And, well, because you've got bureaucrats, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands and thousands of bureaucrats that you're paying. What do all those people do? And that's what happens when a government gets too bureaucratic. And this is what has happened to America. We are too bureaucratic. We have too many bureaucrats, but we also have too many retired bureaucrats. And so we need police, but we remember that you're also paying for all the retired police, and you have to figure all that stuff in. And this is what politicians do, because the politicians don't care about the future. They just want to win this election. They want to win the election now, today. They don't care that there's not going to be enough money to pay all these retired government employees 20 years down the road, or 30 years down the road, or 40 years down the road. They don't care, because they're only interested in the short term. So this is what Republicans need to, this is one argument against big government. You've got to control the growth of government and shrink government, because if you shrink government now, that means all of those government employees are people that you won't need to be paying when they're retired. They can go into the private sector and get real jobs. So So this is a, you know, I think this is one of the problems with, of course, I think the old school Republican Party that is very bureaucratic and very Washington centered. They believe in Washington. They believe in the establishment. And we need to be a new Republican Party that looks to the future and to really understands this stuff, really understands that, yeah, you can't have all these government employees because you're going to have to keep paying them. You're going to have to hire somebody to replace them. And then you're still going to have to pay all the government employees. I mean, right now we have 2 million federal government employees, more than 2 million federal government employees. When they all retire, we're all still going to be paying them. But now we're going to have to pay 2 million more government employees to actually be doing the work that those 2 million people were doing before they retired. So now you're paying 4 million people, essentially, but you're only getting the services of those 2 million. And, you know, this is true throughout, at all levels of government. So this is one really simple, really clear argument that we can make against big government. And in our, an argument in favor of keeping government small, keeping the number of government employees small, keeping government efficient, doing less, letting or assigning the government to do less, fewer things. You know, the more things you ask the government to do, the more people the government has to hire to do them, which means the more retired government employees you're going to have to pay 10 years, 20 years down the road. So that was just a really quickie, one of those quick little arguments that we can make. It's indisputable. It's a powerful little argument that you can make, that we can all make, and it makes sense. It's just common sense. So, all right, that's episode 16. Quickie episode. And I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.